And what does the leader do? The leader teaches his followers how to become a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the actual mission. That is the actual objective of a leader. A leader must be able to teach his followers how to become a devotee of Krishna. And if he can't do that, then he shouldn't be a leader. Not only a leader, he should not become a guru, he should not become a father, he should not become a mother, he should not become a political leader, and so forth. And he shouldn't become a husband. Namo chayajja samupeto mrittum. If he cannot protect one, if one cannot deliver one, if one cannot save one from imminent death, then he should not assume this position, one of these positions. So, that's why it is very important that whenever one takes the position of a leader, leader means guide others. Lead means to guide. But in order to guide, one must know where the goal is. Without the goal, one cannot possibly guide. And that real goal is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore the leader teaches, follow Krishna, become surrendered to Krishna, become a devotee of Krishna.